I'll be preaching this morning from Matthew chapter 2, and we'll be reading together a large passage of Scripture beginning in verse 1. Matthew chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. You can always tell when Thanksgiving is over and it's on its way to Christmas when you listen to the radio and listen to the songs that are sung. And Christmas songs are about joy and happiness and peace. And I think about some of them. There's one that says, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." There's one that says, "Have a holly jolly Christmas." I'm not sure exactly what that is. One, and old Bing Crosby would sing, "Chestnuts roasting on an open fire." Alvin and the Chipmunks would sing "Jingle Bells." And of course, there was always "Walking in a Winter Wonderland." Christmas is supposed to be a time of joy, right? Well, the truth is that not everyone experiences that during this season. And for some, even sitting here, there are personal problems that will dim and diminish your joy this year, keep you from experiencing all that the season has to offer. For others, it just seems like you go from one crisis to another, to another, to another, and just an avalanche of hard times. The truth is, sometimes it's hard to have a holly jolly Christmas. Some of you are so busy. Some of you are working so hard that you just don't have time to sit around the fire roasting chestnuts. There's nothing some of you could put your finger on and say, "This is really something that's wrong." But there's just a feeling that for some reason, this is not like Christmas. Have you ever heard someone say, you may have said it yourself, "It just doesn't feel like Christmas. It just doesn't seem like Christmas." And so many times it's because of our expectations, and Christmas is supposed to be this wonderful model thing. And then sometimes the real doesn't measure up. What can we do to avoid that letdown at Christmas and to experience all of the joy that God intended? Well, in the story of the wise men, we get a glimpse of what we can do. Let's read together, beginning in verse 1 of chapter 2 in Matthew. The Bible says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi came from the east, arriving in Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.' And when Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he began to inquire of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a ruler who shall shepherd my people Israel.' And Herod secretly called the Magi and ascertained from them the time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make careful search for the child. And when you have found him, report to me, that I too may come and worship him." And having heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the child. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And they came into the house, and they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. And opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their own country by another way. Pray with me for a moment. Father, I pray that in these moments we share in your word, your Holy Spirit would speak plainly in each heart, that the Lord Jesus would be uplifted. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. We call them the wise men, and really they were a sect of people out of the nation of the Medes who were called Magi, and one of their specialties was astrology. And so they had set out on a long journey to follow a star because they believed that a new king had been born to Israel. And they set out following the star, and the attitude of these wise men tells us something. And the events around their journey, and they give us a hint of how we can raise the level of joy in each of our Christmases. There are at least three lessons that we'll look at this morning. First of all, and I'm going to ask these in the form of questions. First of all, this morning, what are you seeking? Because the level of joy that you experience is directly related to what it is that you're seeking. What do you want to get out of Christmas? Now, some would very flippantly say, "Boy, I'd like to get out of debt." But that's not what I mean. What is it that would make your Christmas the most wonderful and satisfying that you've ever had? Might be snow. That's beautiful at Christmas time. It might be to have all the family together and happy. It might be a feeling that it's hard to describe, so we just call it the holiday spirit. You see, finding the right present to give makes Christmas for a lot of people. And of course, on the other hand, receiving just exactly the present that you had been hoping for is a joy at Christmas. But you see, there's a problem with all of these. They can leave us disappointed. Have you ever had that kind of experience where you were anticipating something so much, and when it finally came, it was a great disappointment because it didn't deliver the way you thought it should? Well, I assure you of one thing. The problem is not Christmas. It's our own expectations. We're looking for the wrong thing. Now, the Magi show us how to increase the level of our joy. First of all, by looking for the right thing. I love the way they put it, and you could just stop after reading the first two words in verse number two, or the first three words. Where is he? Where is he? You see, they weren't looking for snow. They weren't looking for gifts. They weren't looking for a fuzzy feeling and a warm feeling. They were looking for Jesus. And I want to assure you of something. If you're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you're looking for opportunities to worship him during this holiday season, this Christmas season, I assure you that your life will be filled with his joy. You know, in the 18th chapter of John, Jesus says this a couple different ways, but he tells the people that were following him, that he prayed that their joy would be full. And Jesus' desire is that your joy be full. It's one of the fruits of his abiding Holy Spirit in every believer. You see, that's what we need to be looking for. And I guarantee you something, snow is overrated. And all of those gifts that we got last year that we thought meant so much to us are probably either lost or broken. And have you ever gotten someone a gift and given it to them and you were so excited to give it to them, and when they opened, they looked at it and said, oh. Every single thing in life can disappoint us, but the Lord Jesus Christ never, ever will. And if that's our focus, if we focus on worshiping him, on a fresh glimpse of the Lord Jesus Christ, then there'll never be dissatisfaction with the Christmas season. Secondly, though, there's another question. Where are you looking? Where are you looking? I had thought about doing something different with the children and had them search a little bit for the presents. But then if you send a child on a search, it may be all day. You know that, don't you? And so I didn't. But your level of joy at Christmas is directly related to where you are looking. Now, the Magi, the wise men, gives it just a glimpse of looking in the wrong place and then looking in the right place. They looked in the wrong place because they were looking with their own human ideas and reasoning. Now, you tell me. If there's going to be a new king born, where should he be born? Well, he should be born in the capital city. He should be born in the palace. Do you remember when little Prince George was born in England? The world stopped, and on every television station, it stopped because a king had been born. Jesus came into the world in a very inopportune way to a couple traveling with no place to stay, and he was born in a manger. Now, that's not what the wise men were looking for. He's born king. So, in my thinking, he's got to be in the palace. He's got to be in the capital city. And that was a mistake, wasn't it? You see, we too, many, many times look for the joy of Christmas in the wrong place. We look for the joy in the getting and the giving of gifts. And that can easily disappoint us. We look for joy being with family, but then what happens when a couple of the family members can't make it? That takes away from the whole thing, doesn't it? You see, we're left then with a feeling of disillusionment. The Magi looked in the right place when they looked to God. And did you notice where they got their direction from? They got their direction from God's word, from the Bible. I'm going to throw just something out here for you, this little a little extra. In New Orleans, they say it's lanyap. That's a little bit extra. I want you to understand that God is not who you think he is. God is who he says he is in the pages of his word. And so this morning, if you're looking to discover the Lord, you need to look in the Bible. Now, the scribes in Jerusalem knew exactly where to look, and they went to the prophet Micah in chapter 5 and verse 2, and they found out that the baby was to be born in Bethlehem. And with this new information, with the real information, with the truth from God's word, then they began to go in the right direction. You know, that's how it is with you and how it is with me. When you take the truth of God's word and apply it to your life, you end up going in the right direction and you're never disappointed.
Amen.
I got one last question. What are you giving? Because the level of your joy is directly proportionate to what you are giving. The Magi came to Jesus bringing gifts, and they were entirely appropriate. They brought gold because he had been born the king. And that was the authoritative gift for a king. They also brought along frankincense, which is the authoritative gift for a priest. And Jesus certainly is, the Bible says, our high priest. He sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty in judgment. But even more important than that, the priest's job was to bring people to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to bring you and to bring me, into a saving relationship with God Almighty. The third gift was the gift of frankincense, myrrh. And myrrh is that very sweet-smelling kind of scent that's used for preparing a body for burial. It's a gift for the dead. How appropriate that would be given to the small child, Jesus. And it acknowledged, even when the wise men didn't know, it acknowledged that Jesus had come to die for the sins of the world, that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. But you know, there were gifts on the other side of the manger. Oh, the wise men laid their gifts down, but on the other side of the manger, there were gifts. There were the gifts of life. A life that is forgiven because of this child, Jesus. A life that is forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life everlasting.
Yes.
and it's the gift of the overwhelming power of God in a life. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, we ought to give appropriate gifts. And I'm not talking about material gifts, okay? There are more important things. There's the gift of love and gift of kindness. Love someone the way that Jesus loves you. Love someone extravagantly, with kindness overflowing. And as you fill their life with joy, your life in turn will be filled with joy. You ought to give of yourself. Give of yourself. You ought to give forgiveness, even to those who have hurt you. You ought to give help to those that are helpless. What are you giving for Christmas this year? Will you give yourself? Will you give your time? Or just give money? Will you give your time to your family? Will you give your compassion to those around you that are hurting? Will you give forgiveness? And above all else, will you give your heart to Jesus? Will you give your heart to Jesus? You see, when you look for the right thing in the right place and you give the right gift, then all of the joy of Christmas comes in and fills your soul. Let's pray together. Father, we speak of the joy that's ours this Christmas season. The joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, may we put everything else aside and seek Him afresh and anew. Bow before Him as Lord. Worship Him as Almighty God. And Father, may we open our hearts and our lives to each person for His sake. Speak to each heart that You might have honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I invite you to stand quietly, prayerfully. We're going to take a moment and give you opportunity to respond to the Lord Jesus. I believe that God has spoken to some hearts this morning, and you need to have opportunity to respond to Him. Now, you will respond one way or another. You can ignore that feeling that you have right now and go out that door, and that's a no. Or you can come to the Lord Jesus, make things right, confess your sin, beg His forgiveness. The choice is yours. Praise team will sing. I'll stand at the front to help you if I can. Will you come? Will you come to Jesus? Don't. being here this morning. Pray that God has reached out and touched you and blessed you. Invite you to come back this evening for the candlelight service. It's a time of great joy as we celebrate it together. Just the Christian family here at Leyden Vista. It's a wonderful time of family. We be a part. Let's take a moment and we'll be dismissed with a word of prayer. Ronnie, we need our prayer.
Father, we've heard your message delivered today through Bob. We thank you so much for the privilege of just being in this church and being a part of the fellowship that we share this time of year. Thank you so much for the privilege of being a Christian, of knowing you, and knowing that our salvation is complete. As we leave here today, keep us safe, and let us be ever mindful for the real reason that we celebrate this time of year. Go with us and